So this is Chernobyl 2, 1 minute at 2:50. Ready. But with humans off the scene, wild animal and bird species are roaming what is effectively one of Europe's biggest, if unintentional, wildlife reserves. Wild boar, wolves, elk and deer in particular have thrived in the forest and grassland landscape. The zone, as it is popularly known, has become an improbable sanctuary for more elusive fauna, including lynx, endangered European bison, that wandered across the border from Belarus, and a growing population of Przeworski's horses, a wild equine released in the area in the 1990s. The extreme rare breed is doing so well in the area that herds are beginning to stray beyond the zone. In late 2014, a camera trap set by Sergei Gashchak, a Ukrainian biologist who has pioneered research into Chernobyl's biodiversity, recorded the presence of a brown bear, not an endangered species, but one that had not been recorded in the area for well over a century. They have been seen multiple times since. You could say that the overall effect was positive, said Professor Nick Beresford, an expert on Chernobyl based at the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology in Lancaster. Radiation is a matter of increased potential risk, but when humans are around, animals are simply shot or lose their habitat.